Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and praise the Lord. God bless you, my Stars of Heaven Network listeners, as well as my brothers and sisters in Christ. This is yours truly, Lisa Marie, here once again on this beautiful day, on this beautiful Sabbath day, the Lord our rest. Glory be to God. What a blessing it is to be here with you on the Heavenly Host broadcast. Wow. It is always an honor and a blessing to be here with you and to break bread with you. Glory be to God, the Heavenly Divine, amen, the angel's food here on the Heavenly Host broadcast. And I tell you, I'm excited as well as full to be with you today on the Heavenly Host broadcast here on the Stars of Heaven Network as I am midway through the 9th year anniversary celebration of Brides of Christ Women's Ministries. And I tell you what a blessing it is to be with you and also for you to have joined me in this celebration. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It's always a blessing to fellowship with my sisters and brothers in Christ who are heirs and joint heirs in Christ. And I tell you, I'm so blessed to be here with you on today because I decided to take a Selah. Yes, a Selah, a pause, a praise pause to reflect on some of the things that I have learned during this reign of Christ in my life, in my ministry, and some of the things that the Lord is really showing me and the things that he's establishing in the 9th year as I embark upon the 9th year of Brides of Christ Women's Ministries this month. And I tell you, it's a lot that I'm learning, and I really wanted to just come and have this intermission to share with you some of those things that I am learning and imparting, because I really want you to be strengthened and helped, and certainly want you to be enlightened and empowered by the Word of God, by my testimony, by the things that I am learning, by being an overcomer. Yes, I'm an overcomer. We are more than conquerors in Him that loved us. Yes, and we know that all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord and are called according to His purpose. So I tell you, before I get into these four blessings and some of the things that four testament things that the Lord has given me to share with you, I always want to just share with those of you who are new to Brides of Christ Women's Ministries and as well as to the Stars of Heaven Network, those of you who join me on the Heavenly Host broadcast, why I established and birthed and created the Heavenly Host broadcast as well as the Stars of Heaven Network. Now, with the Heavenly Host broadcast, this broadcast is designed to help you ascend, to ascend before the throne of God. And I tell you, even in the revival that I'm seeing, the renewal that I'm seeing, me going back to my first love, remembering my first love, and Him taking beyond me and that first love and growing in deeper fellowship and deeper knowledge of Him and deeper into the mysteries of God by way of revelation of the Son of Jesus. One of the things the Lord spoke to me as I was in prayer yesterday was that He is opening up new holy chambers, amen. And I tell you, when I go go into prayer, that's what it's like going into a chamber. And the Word of God talks about His holy chambers and His the intercourse of God, and those places are real. And He said that those chambers also represent the chambers that are in our soul, because when we're praying and we're crying out to God and we're travailing, that's where we come from. Amen. We come from the place in our holy womb where there are literally chambers that open up as we travail. Amen. And so I just wanted to impart this word to you, and what He said to me is that He said He's opening up and cleansing and purging our chambers, our innermost sanctified chambers of our sanctified soul. Glory be to God. Ooh, Jesus. And I was so blessed by that, because as I was travailing and praying yesterday, interceding in warfare, and that's what I really felt as I was before the throne of God, before the altar of the Lord, I saw chambers opening. So I want you to receive that now, that the Lord is opening up new chambers through your spiritual womb that will connect with the throne of heaven, amen, where He's seated. Amen, at the right hand of the Father. And I praise and thank God for that impartation and that word that he gave me that I'm releasing to you now, that as you travail in the spirit, as you press in, amen, and press in and into the kingdom of heaven, like Jesus said, these are those that press into it, amen, that you will begin to see the release of the reservoir of the anointing, amen, and the living waters and the streams, hallelujah, and the fountain of God come from heaven that is pouring out in heaven that's always continual, begin to refresh you, because that's how I saw it. I saw the paradise of God, and not only the paradise of God, but I saw the tree of life, but I saw the fountain of God just overpouring. So as you put your cup of your heart, your soul under those waters, I tell you, God is just going to pour out and flow, overflow. Amen. Glory be to God. And the purpose of the Heavenly Host Star broadcast is to bring you to the knowledge and awareness of angels, how the administration of heaven works, how the Godhead body works to help us fulfill His will and His purpose for our life. Amen. And that is to always have a door open. Amen. To have an effectual door open. And as the Word of God said, the effectual prayers of the righteous avail it much. And that the angels are real. Amen. There are different dimensions of angels. There are different hierarchies of angels that are sent out to work on our behalf. We can pray and ask them to come and be released by supplication. By no means do we worship angels. They are there to assist us. For those who are what? Heirs of salvation. Amen. So we can pray over our children, our loved ones, and everything that has to do with our life, and the Lord will allow these celestial hierarchies to work on our behalf. Amen. So my prayer for you today, as you listen and you tune in, that the hierarchies of God, the heavenly hosts, Michael, Gabriel, Raphael, and all of the angels that God has assigned to our life, to your life, to our children's life, to our finances, our business, whatever it is, it has to do with His will concerning us, amen, that they are working right now, amen, and that it's important for you to be positioned and be in a place where they can work for you, amen. We don't want to bind the angels up by sin, amen, or corruption, amen. We want to make sure that we are giving them free reign by our positioning. Amen. Now, the Heavenly Host broadcast that is now being broadcast on the Stars of Heaven Network was previously, shall I say, on Brides of Christ Radio, which is now Stars of Heaven Network. And I tell you, as I often do, how the Lord has really blessed Stars of Heaven Network and given me revelation knowledge about how it's important for us to understand that He made the universe, amen, and for us to have knowledge of the universe and those things that go on in the heavens, amen, and how our prayers and what we speak and how we frame our worlds, amen, by the words that we speak, by fulfilling the Great Commission, amen, by the purpose and why He has anointed us, how not only the holy chambers, but how the solar system is working on our behalf, amen, how that those two are aligned, amen, and I'm so excited about bringing this revelation forth, as I share with you often on my Facebook page and some of the postings, and understanding your Levitical calendar, amen, understanding your birthright, understanding your heritage, amen, your prophetic heritage and your identity, amen, and how important that is for you to know that that God is not mocked. That whatsoever a man soweth, whatsoever a woman soweth, that must he also reap. And that so is the same of the universe. The law of reciprocity works the same way. And so I'm excited about the Lord and what He taught and how even the winds obeyed Him when He spoke, because He was speaking from the Ruha of God. He was speaking from the authority of God, and He was also speaking from the place of His divine divinity, amen. He was ordained or anointed by God. He had permission. He spoke by authority, by the will of the Father, amen. Yes, He was God the Father, God the Son, God, and it's God the Holy Spirit in the flesh. But because of His obedience, because of the Holy Spirit that was empowering Him, He was able to overcome. And so I'm excited about that today, about being overcomers. And I gave you the scripture, Hebrews, the 11th chapter, 1st through 3rd verse, where it talks about the triumph of faith. Amen. How the universe, how we understand the world, the universe, the ages, and how they were framed and created and formed, put in order, amen, and equipped for the intended purposes by the word of God, amen. So everything that God has created, he created for himself, and by him was nothing created, amen. those things was put in order, and it was given for us to be equipped, properly equipped on how to respond, how to act when things become contrary and are contrary to the will of God, that's contrary to his will, contrary to our life, contrary to society, amen, on how he wants us to live and how he wants the kingdom of God to be established right where you are, amen. And the kingdom of heaven is what? Righteousness, peace, and joy in what? The Holy Ghost. Glory be to God. Righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost, amen. But it goes on to say in Hebrews 11 chapter that, so that which is seen was not made out of the things which are what? Visible. Amen. So our faith is the substance of things hoped for, as it says in the Amplified translation. It is the assurance. It's the title deed. It's the confirmation of the things that we're hoping for. Amen. Divinely guaranteed. Amen. That means our hope is not in vain. Amen. And not only is it divinely guaranteed, amen, it's the evidence of things not seen. Amen. And so those things that are not seen, amen, which is in the invisible, they are brought into reality by what? Our conviction. Amen. What we hold fast to, what we profess, what we confess, what we, our morals, our values. Amen. Those, our convictions is what is the catalyst, it's the wheel, it's the mode of transportation that brings the reality, our faith to life. Amen. The thing that we believe God for to life. Amen. And it says that the reality of faith comprehends. Because remember, faith is always a reality. Whatever you're believing for is going to always manifest. Amen. That's why we must make sure that we have true faith, holy faith. Amen. It's not just faith that we're believing for some substance and stuff. Amen. That the faith that we speak of is the things that are eternal. Amen. And yes, the natural stuff is fine too. But what I'm speaking of are things that are eternal. Amen. And faith comprehends that. Faith is an energy, an entity in itself that comprehends as what? Fact. Amen. But we cannot be experienced by the physical senses. Amen. So our faith is precious, more precious than silver and gold. And it can't be experienced by physical senses. Amen. That's why it's so dangerous to be in the soulless realm and operate out of your gifts by trying to manipulate, amen, and by bringing evil devices to pass by the physical sense, amen. It said, for by this kind of faith, the men of old gained what? Divine approval, amen. And it was by their faith in believing, despite what they saw, despite what they were up against, that they inherited and were inherited trust. Enduring confidence and power. Amen. And not only in power, but in wisdom and with goodness and the goodness of God. And so I just wanted to read that to you that came from the Amplified, that your faith is real. Amen. And the Word of God said faith comes by hearing, and hearing by what? The Word of God. Amen. So I'm excited to preach the word, to declare the word, to teach the word, to share my testimony on the word of the Lord that he has given me on today, to share with you that your faith can stand in the power of God, not in the wisdom of man. Amen. So the first thing that I'm going to touch on in this testimony, And I hope which will be a guide to you as you overcome and go from faith to faith. And one of the things that I want to share with you was something that he shared with me in my prayer time. And I titled this this key, Understanding the Detanglement of the Inner Workings of Evil Forces. Now, it's important for you to understand what God is doing, amen, as he unravels, exposes the works of the devil, amen, evil workings of evil people, evil alliances, as those things are being destroyed, how the Lord will reveal to you and just give you instruction on allowing him to work through you, amen, so they can be unraveled and they can be exposed. And I'm reminded of reminded of David, when David behaved himself wisely in Saul's house. Amen. He knew how to go in and out before such a great people, as well as Solomon knew how to go out before great people. That was his prayer. But this is what he said to me. He said, "Stop trying to make sense of stuff, things, and people when it's self." Explanatory. Let me read that again. Stop trying to make sense of stuff, things, and people when it's self-explanatory. He said, "You just need to be. You need to not be entangled and ensnared by your feelings and emotions. Amen. Which can veil." What you are dealing with is trying to teach you. Let me say it again. He said, stop trying to make sense of stuff that's self-explanatory. And when he spoke that to me, you know, a lot of times we get caught up in our feelings and emotions about what we're going through. And rightfully so, because we're human. It's happening to us. Amen. And so we're natural. It's natural to have feelings and emotions. But he was saying that many people get entrapped and ensnared by those feelings and emotions. And he said that can veil which is obvious, is teaching you. Amen. And so you can't make sense of stupid stuff. You can't make sense of the devil stuff. Amen. It is what it is. Amen. And sometimes you can get attached to unknowingly to the warfare where it will rob you of not only your joy, but what is actually being exclaimed. Amen. And so when you see something that's manifesting, that's exactly what it is. Amen. You don't have to go beyond that place to know what that is. And so he said, understanding how I'm entangling the inner workings of that thing is going to get you victory. And you have to go in prayer for that. Amen. That has to be revealed to you by God. Amen. Because, again, we can pray, we can fast, and we can do everything we know how to do according to the word. But some things God will only reveal by the Spirit. And Satan is just elementary. You know, Satan is elementary. There's nothing new about him. There's no new thing that he does. That's why the Word of God said, be not ignorant of his devices. He said, don't overthink it, amen, because he's only using tricks and deception to throw you off, amen. You're seeing correctly. You're hearing correctly, amen. He said, but just continue to respond appropriately, amen, and whatever it is he's trying to mask will be what? Unveiled, amen. So that's one thing I wanted to share with you as relates to understanding the detainment of the inner workings of evil forces. Amen. Allow the Lord to show you that. And that's why I so love Jesus, being the second Adam. Amen. Because he did, he brought back the authority, gave back Adam, man back their reign, their dominion. Amen. That's why I love Blessed Mother so much, where she's known as the untier of knots. Amen. God is untangling some things that try to entangle us, that try to take us over. And again, you just have to, you know, pray and and deal with it for what it is, because it's already explaining to you what it is. It's manifesting. But the thing is, the enemy, his trick is to get you caught up in your feelings and emotions so you can get entangled and which will veil what God is saying. Amen. So push past your feelings and emotions, you know, cry out to God, whatever you need to do, and letting him know how you feel, because he is a God that's touched with the feelings of infirmities. Jesus often went and cried out to God because he said, Lord, if this be as I will, let this cup pass before me. I mean, he didn't want to have to go through that, but if it was Lord's will, he asked God to comfort him. Amen. And it's okay. Amen. He's a God that's touched with the feelings of our infirmities. Glory be to God. Now, the second one is holding fast what you have obtained. Hallelujah. And I love this one because this is what Apostle Paul said. Hold fast what thou have obtained. Let no man steal your crown. Let no man steal your crown. Walk in fulfillment. Now, when he gave me this, he said that I will confirm my inheritance when it is weary. That was the scripture he gave me when he gave me this. He said, a lot of times when you're going through, you know, we become weary, and the word of God says, be not weary in well doing, because you will reap a harvest, you faint not. The reality is we do get weary. And that's because of the sifting. The devil desires to sift us as wheat. Amen. And so he said that I will confirm my inheritance when it's weary. Amen. And he said that that confirmation comes by you connecting and staying connected to the body. Amen. He will confirm his word as you hunger and thirst after him, as you seek him with your whole heart, and as you what? Cast. As you cast all your cares upon him because he cared for you. Amen. So that was the scripture he gave me for holding fast what you've obtained. Because a lot of times in our being weary, we can cast away our confidence, which have great recompense of the reward. And when you have the enemy, you have the Antichrist, and those who are trying to mock or steal or copy and duplicate what God has given you, because that's what the thief comes to do, he can try to steal your crown. Amen. And not only steal your crown, the Lord said, don't give it away. Amen. He said, my glory will I not share with another. Amen. So you don't want to share his glory with another. Amen. When I'm praising God and worshiping God in things I'm going through, I'm connecting with those who are in the same glory. Amen. Who've been also glorified. And I know how to recognize God's true glory. Amen. Because the enemy wants glory. The Antichrist wants glory. Amen. And again, evil does not work independently of itself. It needs purity. Amen. So the enemy is always after the saint, the believer, because he needs our lifetime legitimacy. Amen. He's illegitimate. Amen. It's like, that's why the word of God calls those who are disobedient bastards. Because he said, they're none of mine. They're not chastised. They're not, you know, they don't love me. Amen. And when he gave me walking in fulfillment, he said sometimes when you're weary, it's not because, you know, you're doing something wrong. It's because you're walking. You're actually walking in fulfillment. Amen. So be encouraged in holding fast what God has given you, holding fast by prayer, holding fast by praise, holding fast by worshiping him and praising him, by staying in fellowship. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And just keep moving by faith, keep pressing in, because you are already walking in fulfillment of what God gave you. And that's one of the things that really blessed me. One of the things that really blessed me when he gave me this, holding fast, he said, you're already walking in fulfillment. And he said, I will confirm my inheritance when it's weary. That means that I will send the word and heal you. Amen. And either he sends the word and heals me, or I'm hungering and thirsting out there, and that's how I find it. So I just love Father God. He knows how to draw us. He knows how to seek us out. And we must know when to seek him and know when he's giving us things himself. Amen. So we won't get caught up in works. Now, the other one is recognizing demonic flag post. Wow. Recognizing demonic flag posts, and this was really a blessing to me when he gave me this, because he said that in this celebration, I love colors. I love colors. I always have loved colors. And he said, but I gave you recognizing demonic fag posts because many people do have an understanding of what colors mean. You know, black means darkness or what's veiled. It also is an empowerment color. He said, but the enemy will use colors as a flag post. He will use colors to warn or use colors as a way of speaking and signaling what he's doing to his minions and his servants. And, you know, the use of color is beautiful. It's intended to be beautiful, but unfortunately people use color as a way of speaking and signaling to each other. And so he said that you must recognize those who are demonic flag posts, because most people wear colors with the intent on making a statement. And those who are minions and servants to that know what that means. Amen. And they will position people in a certain place, and they are like a flag post to say, okay, no, you know, or yay, you know, like orange is cautious, red is stop, green is go. You know, so he wants you really to be able to recognize colors as believers. When you see them, he will alert you to what it means. Even when people wear certain colors, you innately know whether that's something that's celebratory or that's something that is demonic. Amen. So I wanted to share that with you. Recognize the demonic flag posts and people who wear certain colors. And that's not a bad thing, because every nation, glory be to God, every nation has a color that represents their heritage. Amen. We all identify with different colors. But when those colors are used symbolically for evil and to signal and use as a form of communication between demonic hierarchies and the underworld, you need to be aware of that. Now, the other thing that he gave me was receiving and understanding how to handle abundance. Wow. And I'm going to close with this one, and this is kind of a lengthy one, so I want you to stick with me with this one. Receiving and understanding how to handle abundance, the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And when he gave me this, he said that to whom much is given, much is required. Amen. As stewards of the gospel, God has committed to us the gospel of Jesus Christ and committed unto us the gospel, and we have a stewardship on how he wants us to publish that word, how to declare it, how to preach it, where to preach it. And what's important to understand about how to handle abundance is to whom it is given, amen, and why they have been given it. Amen. Because so many people that come into abundance and they just use it for their personal desires and fulfillment, which is fine because, you know, that's what it's there for. But when God has given you kingdom abundance and he's given it to you for a purpose, it's important to understand why. Amen. And one of the things that I found out very early on in my discipleship is how important, listen to me well, how important it is in whom he uses to help you get established in your inheritance or in your faith. And I'm not saying that person is supposed to stay with you throughout your salvation or your walk with the Lord, but they are instrumental. If God used the person to help you get established in your faith, or help you get established in your business, it's real dangerous to just discard them, amen, or disconnect from them, amen, especially if Satan is into your heart, or you just, you know, feel that, okay, I don't need that person anymore, you're getting caught up in worldly things and worldly stuff, and you disconnect. But that's what he told me. He says it's really important for you to understand and also celebrate the person who I chose in helping you get established. Amen. And again, the Word of God says, one plant the other water, and God gives the increase. So again, the Word of God says, oh, no man, but to love him. Amen. But it's so important for you to understand in the genesis of whatever you're doing, that that foundation, that seed that was planted in the foundation of you getting started, and who he used is very important. Now, that's also the vice of that. Sometimes people plant seeds and we receive those seeds and a tree grows up that shouldn't be grown and you have to uproot it. And so, you know, sometimes we come into salvation and even though the person that was used to save us, get us saved, they may not have been more or less totally all completely right with the Lord, but the Word was right. Amen. Because the Word is right. We could be wrong, the Word is right, but God still used the Word to do the work. Amen. Glory be to God. But I had to say that because in this celebration and in my anniversary, that's what I've been doing. I'm going back to the foundation, to the roots of my of where he's taken me now. Amen. And whatever is now no longer needed or needs to be updated by revelation, he's doing that. But I'm not to try to, in my own strength, in my own understanding, try to attach to people. It has to be by the Spirit. Amen. By way of covenant. Amen. By way of the body of Christ, the Lord himself, his Spirit. Amen. Now, I want to touch on this real quick because this is something he gave me. He said those people who he uses are those who are simply giving you impartation. Glory be to God, impartations. He said, and that's a very important part of understanding when it's time to let go of a person or when it's time to go to the next phase, the next level, when to keep someone, when to release them, amen, and not to release them because they're wrong, maybe because God's going to send someone else who has another piece of the puzzle that you need, amen. And he said that's why communion is so important. Amen. He said that he reminded me that he was only here for 3 years and he imparted himself to the disciples. Amen. And it was so vital that those disciples got what he was saying because he knew that his time was short. He only had 3 years. Amen. And so he said those impartations are the things that's going to help you grow. Amen. He said, again, one plant, the other water, God gives increase. So I touched on impartation. He wanted me to share that with you, that a lot of times things are given just as impartation, and it's your responsibility by way of his grace and you praying and fasting that word through for him to give you the revelation. Amen. I received many impartations by way of the Lord of the Lord, but there was more to be revealed by that seed being planted. I had to cover it by watering it with prayer, speaking over that word. Amen. So that keeps us from having to depend upon man or worshiping man. Amen. And that's why he said one plant the other water, God get an increase. Now, the other thing that he said as it relates to understanding how to handle your abundance is distribution. Amen. Distribution. 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 Amen. How to disperse it, how to administer it. What God has given us, what God has given me, is allotted to whom he has ordained it for. Amen. And that's why he said, don't cast your, that's why he said, don't give that which is holy to the dogs. Amen. Lest you cast your pearl before the swine and come back and trample you under the feet. Amen. We need to know who to give to. Amen. If God has given you abundance. Amen. Of whatever he's given you, wealth, money, wisdom, knowledge, understanding, whatever he's giving you, you have to be a distributor of that thing. You have to know how to, what, administer it. Amen. He said he has ordained, given, he's ordained it, sanctified it, and give it, and ordained it to be given to those who he have purpose for. Amen. In that disposition, as the word of God said, cast your bread upon many waters, and so many days it shall return to you. Amen. He said, give some to seven and some to eight. Amen. So it's important to know how to disperse what God has given you. Okay, let me hurry up before the time expires. What's the other one? Okay, this is a good one. He said that everything he's given us to steward has a expiration date. Amen. He said it's to be time released. And the example I can give you is milk. Milk has expiration date. Fresh produce has expiration date. If you don't use it by a certain time, it will spoil and rotten. So he says that those who I have given abundance to, amen, needs to know how to know when to activate or when to release that thing. You know, God hates waste, amen. And so he said it's important for you to know, even if something is not being used, how to give it away, amen, to pass it along, amen. And again, that's what Jesus did. Jesus imparted himself to the disciples, amen, and he knew who to impart himself to. Now, the last one is being creative, amen, being creative in using what God has given you, amen. He will give us fresh ideas and new ideas on how to use what he's given us, amen, and that is what brings advancement in the kingdom of heaven. That's what brings forth new ideas. Amen. That also is what births wealth. Amen. So I'm excited to have brought this to you and to share with you just my testimony and share with you some things that the Lord is imparting to me during this celebration. And I certainly hope that you are being blessed by the celebration and all the messages that he's given me. I, as always, will be uploading this to my Facebook and my Twitter feed. And I'm just encouraging you to watch as well as pray, amen, and to just get closer to the Lord, amen. He said, if you draw nigh unto me, I will draw nigh unto you, amen. I bless you for praying for me, as well as for Brides of Christ Women's Ministries and all its birthings here on the Stars of Heaven Network, all my birthings that I've birthed on bridesofchrist.org. I'm excited to come to you and share more with you on what the Lord is saying, amen, to the church, amen, to the church, to the true church. So I'm bidding you love, peace, and blessings. Always praise the Lord. Always give thanks. As the Word of God says, that we are to pray always, everywhere. Lift up holy hands without wrath or doubting. I love you. God bless you. And I will speak with you soon.